was fortunate to get a job on security at the Reading University. And at the university, I managed to get a place in the Wire Court in Reading, which is a shared place where the council paid so much and you paid so much. Yeah, and that went very well then.
So, I mean, sort of acting security at the university then, I mean, what, perhaps this is a silly question, but I mean, what sort of duties did you have to carry out?
Well, the duties covered that the normal security things, make sure students behave, there was no pranks and all that sort of thing, but unfortunately, where you're with young people, and what's the name, many pranks have been played. One of the biggest problems was if there was any trouble and fights or anything like that, there was 23 entrances into the campus, and a lot of the problems was caused by outside influences, and the students get the blame for it. So really, in effect, it was just keeping an eye on what was going on and that, but some of the security took it to their heads to be little Hitlers. Mm. But they used to be up to some pranks, like there's a wired tennis court, all secured. Yet one morning on two, you go up there and you find a car in there, and you work out and try and find out how that car got there. Another occasion, there was people away, and out of the accommodation there, you find everybody's a settee, carpet, lockers, all down on this ground and covered in, and there's a sheep in the middle of the carpet. Right, how did you get there? It was fun, and I found the students very good, really, in effect. Yeah, yes, you get the odd one that causes problems, but no, other than that, no. Yeah.
What was Reading like as a place to live in?
Oh, Reading's very good because it was central to most things, like 37 miles to London. You've got Basingstoke, you've got Ascot, you've got the Thames, which is lovely walks there. Sunny, yeah, it's really beautiful. Not far from the Chiltern Hills, yeah. So it was an ideal situation, yeah. From the university, I stuck that for until September the 30th, 1986, and on October the 1st, 1986, I went and started running the garage. Now, we used to have my boss, who had the garage, used to come onto the campus as a mobile mechanic, and he's been trying for a couple of years to get me to go and work for him. And I kept on refusing because it's a secure job. I've been made redundant once, and I didn't want to get into a situation where I'd be made redundant again. But after a few years, as I said, he persuaded me to come. So I started working for him on October the 1st, 1986. And I was there then, running the garage until December the 30th, 31st. 2010. So I spent 25 years working with him there before moving back to Gloucester.